A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Red and yellow squat caterpillar-like bugs were onto a blank white screen carrying a stack of black letters with their tongues. Tubin. Netflix presents a bird's eye view of black umbrellas moving along a rainy sidewalk. The perspective zooms to the ground where a red bug runs with an object in its hands. Looking up and screaming, the bug turns, then runs forward, dodging the feet of walking pedestrians, before standing in front of a gutter's downspout. Water spurts out, knocking the round brown ball away. As it runs to grab it, the bug stares up at the rapidly approaching bottom of a man's dress shoe. It crouches as the shoe stops just before squashing it. The bug looks up as the man, Chuck, looks down at it with soft brown eyes. The bug sweeps up its ball and jumps into a nearby sewer grate. Titles appear. The Larva Island Movie. Chuck looks up at a green restaurant awning.
Mm-hmm. And a salad, I think.
Of course.
His open umbrella catches on the door.
Hello, welcome. Have you a reservation, sir?
Grace, under...
Right on time! Uh-huh. He's not here yet? I have a reservation under Grace.
The muscular waiter looks over to where Chuck is squashed behind the open door.
Really nice to meet you.
And it's nice to meet you.
Now sat opposite each other.
Declared missing from a shipwrecked ocean liner, only to return alive after 5.5 years on a desert island. Ever since I first read your story, I've been dying to turn it into a book. Thanks for being here. You're way more handsome in real life than in your pictures. You haven't had lunch yet, right?
Not yet.
That's good. I ordered ahead for us.
Oh, thank you.
Let's just cover the basics while we're waiting for our lunch to come. Is it all right if I record?
Yeah, it's okay.
Right. How have you been since your return?
Busy, I guess. Adjusting to city life again has been a little rough.
Has it now? Oh! Are there strange habits that you can't break from your life in the wild? Like capturing and eating pets, or running around town with only a spear and a loincloth?
No, not like that at all. It's just it hasn't been easy being around this many people.
Yes, of course. Well, I really appreciate you doing this interview. I had heard you were turning down everybody that asked for one.
Well, I've been rather torn about that. I've been worried that no one would believe what I've been through, not all of it. But there are some remarkable little creatures that the world should hear about.
Remarkable creatures? But weren't you stranded on the island all alone?
I was alone, and yet I wasn't. I discovered some special friends.
What kind of special friends? Sounds pretty mysterious.
After the ship went down, I floated in a ducky tube until I spotted an island. A desert island so small it took 5 steps to walk from one end of it to the other. And after 6 long months alone on the island, something happened.
Island Chuck squats down and draws countdown lines on a stone archway. A small red and taller yellow caterpillar-like bug stare up from behind a rock.
Oh. He spots something washed up on the beach, then walks over.
Ooh. Oh.
It's an outboard motor. He drags it to a plastic bottle raft, then holds up a Lego instruction leaflet.
Dude, it's rescue time!
Frantically pulling the pull cord, it breaks off.
So hungry.
Back in the stone archway, long-haired and bearded Chuck lays a stone table, then dances as he uses seaweed to prepare a feast of spaghetti and chicken drumsticks. The bugs look on, the taller yellow one drooling.
Wow, is that fishy? Ew.
He tiptoes over to a large stone, his eyes narrowing and his head glancing from left to right. He lifts the stone, then smiles down at a yellow bag of candy. He brings candy to his mouth, kissing and licking it. The red bug pulls the yellow one away. Hippie bandana-wearing Chuck looks over and sees a hermit crab. He pops the candy in his mouth and puts the stone back over the bag. Yawning, he lays his head down on a stone pillow. The two bugs sneak over to Chuck's hidden candy and wiggle in between smaller rocks under the large stone. Waking, he removes his pink eye mask, lifts off the stone, and lifts out the bag. A candy is stuck in the corner opening. He shakes it, and two larger candies fall into his palm. The yellow bug farts, receiving a tongue slap from the other. They look up at a wide-eyed Chuck, then smile sheepishly. The other one flings a candy into Chuck's mouth. They drop to the ground, put the remaining candy in the bag, and zoom away.
Stop right there!
Chuck stomps after them, scaling a coconut tree in pursuit. They use the bag to glide away. Chuck tries to copy with a large palm leaf. He falls. They land on the raft. Chuck bats them with a stick, which bounces back into his face. He finally hits them. They scurry inside of the outboard. Chuck bashes it with a rock. It springs to life on the sand.
No! Stop! No! Stop!
His shoulders slump as he stares out at his departing boat. The outboard begins to shake. He looks up as the bugs rocket down to the beach. Back in the restaurant, green-eyed Grace stares wide-eyed.
The bugs couldn't be real, though.
Pretty hard to believe. I get that. Truth is, I didn't believe it at first either, being stranded on an island with weird little bugs like them.
describe again how the bugs looked? Plus, did you name them?
Names, huh? Yes, of course. The red one who's always ticked off is Red.
And the stretched out long one's name is Yellow.
Oh, Yellow.
And together I called them Larva.
Larva. Yes. There were two bugs.
Oh,
and
hang on there. There weren't just two. There was a third.
A third bug?
Yeah. A primitive one living in the jungle. Like a cave bug or bug Tarzan.
Yellow and Red run from the Venus flytrap. Another creature stares down at them. Exhausted, Red inches on.
Whoa.
Yellow gobbles Red hanging fruit off a squat plant. Red's tummy rumbles, then he races about, stopping to stare through an opening in the jungle. He uses his tongue to grab a stick, his brow furrows. Behind him, something moves in the trees. He spots a patch of blue and white spotted mushrooms and gobbles them up. He turns the color of the mushrooms, runs to a tree, and farts yellow clouds.
Huh?
On the beach side, Chuck gets a whiff and covers his nose. Meanwhile, Yellow gathers up a pile of fruit. Red falls over. Seen through his squinting eyes, a figure leaps through the trees. A masked creature the same size as Red stares down at him. Passing out, he's dragged away. Tripping on a leaf, Yellow spills his fruit. A webbed blue foot pops the last fruit onto his pile. The blue-faced seabird chases him. Elsewhere, seen through Red's blinking eyes, he looks over as his captor mashes up fruit. It tastes it, then drops various ingredients into a bubbling pot and stirs. It turns and catches Red looking, who promptly closes his eyes. As his captor turns back, Red uses his tongue to inch away. It bashes Red on the head with a stick. Blackout. Now in the pot and tied to a stick, Red wakes. Fruit is pushed into his mouth, and his eyes boggle as the masked creature leans closer. It suddenly bounces down, grabs its spear, and stares into the jungle. Yellow and the bird burst through the undergrowth. The masked captor lifts Red out of the mixture, slashes the ropes, and indicates Red should run away. Yellow follows, stopping to eat a mushroom. Leaping out of the way, it pushes the potion at the bird, who trips. It then leaps into the air. As the bird runs after the bugs, the mystery creature swings through the canopy, following. Red bursts onto a cliff edge. Yellow smacks into him, nearly pushing him over, but uses his tongue to grab hold. The bird stares down at them. A thrown spear lands next to the bird. It looks over as the masked bug swings down, grabs the spear and faces it. Yellow begins to turn blue.
Ha ha ha.
It puts down the spear and slowly approaches the bird and gently raises its long pink tongue, stroking the bird's beak. The bird turns and walks away. Red and Yellow stare. Yellow begins to fart. Slapped away, the masked bug runs back and pushes Red and Yellow away from the bird's attack. Pushed, it soars off the cliff into the ocean, the top corner of its mask breaking. Red jumps in after it. Yellow starts to fart uncontrollably, bouncing about and flying in loops. The seabird sniffs, shakes his head, and leaves. Meanwhile, Red swims down and pulls the other creature out of the water. He drags it to shore and lifts off the mask. It's a girl. He starts CPR. She leaps up into a tree, then looks back at Red, a stunned expression on his face. Scowling at him, she pulls her mask down with her tongue and leaves. Later, sat on the shoreline, Red smiles out at the ocean. Yellow brings over a leaf. Yellow wiggles his tongue in front of Red's face. Then he gobbles up the leaf and burps in his face. He farts, grabs it with his tongue, and releases the yellow cloud in Red's face, but gets no reaction. A piece of driftwood washes up next to Red. As he carves the girl's face into it, Yellow tries to peek. Red scowls. Then Yellow whispers in his ear. They proceed to lay a table near the shore, carve hearts into green leaves, and place pink flowers in a circle. Finished, they slap their tongues together. Red calls out in the jungle. A branch falls, allowing him to pass over a swamp. A spiked-toothed shadow threatens and is suddenly gone. He spots her up a tall tree. A determined look on his face, he uses his long pink tongue to pull himself up. Out on a branch, he looks down and spots a home inside of a flower. He falls, but is stopped when a vine flies down. The vine snaps. Landing in the center of the flower, Red sees spears standing against the side and a pile of masks. He jumps into her stick bed, then puts on a mask and tries out a spear before leaning down to see what's under a leaf. She knocks him out with her spear and pulls him onto the beach. He wakes, his tongue stopping her. Yellow appears wearing a bow tie. He gestures to a flower-edged path. She follows Yellow down the path, checking under a clamshell seat before sitting opposite Red. Yellow serves the heart-cut leaves like dealing playing cards. Red nibbles one, while the green-eyed girl lifts her mask up, jumps on the table, and gobbles both piles down. He spots a leaf crumb next to her mouth and reaches out his tongue. Yellow dons a flower skirt and seaweed wig and dances. Smiling, she joins in with Yellow's dance. Red's eyes and mouth are agape and his face contorts. He picks up his wood carving. Red turns and sees the girl and Yellow kissing. He runs into the rainy jungle, clutching the wood carving with his tongue. Tripping on a stone, he flings the carving away. The girl approaches, her mask back on, and offers him a carving. He slaps it into the jungle. She runs away. Tears in his eyes, he bends down to lick up the carving, but notices there are two. He picks up the new one and discovers his own face. She has a flashback. At her flower home, the girl carving Red's face into the piece of wood. She hides it under a leaf. Unseen by Red, she pushes a stalk over, allowing him to cross the swamp. She muzzles a sharp-toothed plant with a vine. Later, as Red falls down to her home, she throws another vine. At the beach, as they dance, Yellow spots her carving strapped to her spear. He grabs it and they tussle. Red turns around just as their lips accidentally meet. Back in the present, both statues held tight by his tongue, Red runs through the forest. Running toward her, Red trips and soars through the air. The thrown carvings kiss just as Red and the girl's lips meet. Later, they're sat on a branch, staring up at a full moon. Both carvings hanging from her spear.
After that, they were always together. Red had the biggest crush on her. Turns out bugs are just like little slimy people. I see that you don't believe me either.
Hey, I really don't not believe you. Unexplainable stuff happens all the time in this world. Just the fact that you were stranded and came back is an incredible story.
Yeah, well, guess that's true.
Then it was you and these three bugs stuck on the island together the whole time?
Well, no. It wasn't just me and the bugs.
Back on the island, Red throws an empty, washed-up food packet. Yellow pulls a starfish off a rock. It pings onto Red's face. They fight. Yellow smacks into a large wooden crate. It shakes. They peek through a slat and see a pair of green eyes. The crate bounces away and breaks apart on a boulder, revealing a blue seal pup.
Oh. I miss you, Clara.
As Chuck cries down at a woman's picture in a locket, the bugs spot a pile of food. They bring it to the seal. The pair smile at each other as the pup munches away. Night turns to day. Red sat on her head. The pup dribbles on Yellow, waking him up. They both slide down her tail. They bounce a green fruit to each other, the seal pup breakdancing as well. As the sun sets, the white-chested pup looks out to the horizon and begins to sing. A group of sandfish join in, and the girl in the mask listens from a branch, smiling. Night falls. Chuck cries down to the dark-haired lady in the locket.
Clara! Clara! Huh? Clara!
He climbs a boulder. Through a thick mist, he sees a dancing figure, the seal pup with a seaweed wig.
Clara? 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 You're not Clara! Huh? Clara?
He reads the name on the pup's collar, Clara, then falls back and cries. The pup jumps in his lap and rolls around, tongue lolling. As she sings, Chuck smiles and strokes her. The next morning, the pup wakes up next to Chuck and then runs over to the bugs. Chuck bursts out of the stone archway.
Clara! Clara!
Clara dumps the bugs from her belly and hops out of the ocean and hobbles over to Chuck.
Yes. Clara, now flip. Good, good girl. Now dance. That's right. All right. Come on, Clara. Clara!
Red and Yellow are squashed into the sand as Clara performs tricks for Chuck. The day continues with Clara abandoning the bugs every time Chuck calls her name.
Clara?
Clara?
That's good, Clara.
Red pushes Yellow's belly, causing farts to come out. Clara bounds over, leaving Chuck gritting his teeth.
Come, Clara! Right, that's it. Clara! 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 Let go of that flipper! Clara, where are you going? Clara. Clara! This is completely your fault!
Red bites his toe. As they battle, tears fill Yellow's eyes and he stares out at the ocean where Clara fled.
You're humming?
The sun sets as the three sing out to the sea. Seen under the sea, a school of skinny fish, a swordfish, and a pod of dolphins begin to sing along. Floating on her back, a flock of passing seagulls carries the song to Clara. She turns back to the island. On the beach, Chuck and the bugs are sat, heads bowed.
Clara! Stop it, you stinking bugs! Clara!
Clara's eyes droop as the three begin to fight. Then they pose together and Clara swims to them.
Clara! Clara!
Are you serious? A singing seal?
Yes. Whenever I heard Clara's song, I felt happy and warm.
some tale. Bugs that act like little people and a singing seal? What comes next? Does an alien visit the island in a UFO?
Speaking of...
What?
There was one there. An actual alien.
Seen from space, an object soars down to Earth in a haze of green. A pink jet ignites in the back. On the beach, a red-clawed hermit crab nibbles on something. It looks up as the object hurtles towards it. The size of a small stone, it bounces off the crab's shell. It glows green, expands in the middle, and grows legs and a periscope. The crab eats it. The crab glows green, then seen in shadow, it grows a robot's head. The next morning, Chuck draws a design in the sand.
Choice. All right. Oh. Little one, maybe I could just...
Elsewhere on the beach, Yellow built a bug out of sand. Red slices it in half with his tongue. Behind a rock, seen through the hermit crab's computer screen vision, it analyzes the bugs, who spot it. The bugs climb on the rock, surprising the crab. Red jumps on its head before it uses its claw to slice the rock in half. Caught in pursuit, the crab leaps over them, transforming into a robot. It looms over the bugs, a long cannon elongating from its chest. A bubble comes out. Attempting to run at them, the robot ends up moving sideways. A hermit crab passes it. It flings a claw at them. As they run away, the robot dives into the sand, tunneling after them.
Are you kidding?
They run past Chuck and into the jungle undergrowth. The alien chases them, flipping between robot and hermit crab. Tangled in vines, a circular saw blade extends from its leg, freeing it.
Scary!
Objects fly out, landing on the beach next to Chuck. The bugs run into a hollow branch. Unable to reach them, the robot jumps on the log, drilling into it. Red tickles Yellow, releasing a fart cloud, which is captured in the robot's claw. Tilting the log to its face, Yellow sends a stinky cloud at it. The robot drops the log and the bugs scooch away. Meanwhile, on the beach, Chuck inspects the log the bugs were in. He blows into it.
Ooh, I was a massive band geek.
The bugs run by screaming. Chuck peeks into the undergrowth. The robot bursts out, shaving off the middle of his hair. It blasts its claw, trapping the bugs against a rock. Its other claw rapidly rotates like a drill.
What are you now? Scary!
Hey, are you a crab's former?
Later, Chuck uses the robot to drill notches in a stick. He activates its circular saw and uses the claw-like clippers and then hammers with it. The robot kneels between red and yellow, its head bowed. The robot looks up and sends a signal to its round mothership, which sends a laser blast down to Earth. The laser hits Chuck's new bald patch and is reflected down to the boat.
Oh, yeah! Rescue, rescue, rescue!
It bursts into flames. Chuck tilts his head back and the beam hits the mothership. The robot cries to the sky before a completely bald and charred Chuck sits down on it. Night. The robot sits on the shoreline, the waves lapping around it. Tears in its eyes, it reaches to the stars.
We didn't hit it off at first, but I guess I owe him because he helped me build the boat that got me home.
Yeah. The crab's former.
Your lunch is served.
Huh?
My ninja.
The waiter lifts a tray lid, revealing a steamed king crab.
It's crab!
I didn't think...
Don't you want some?
Why not?
He uses the claws as castanets.
It's really yummy. I'm crazy for crab.
Great! I'm very happy to hear that. Hey, wait! What kinds of things did you eat on the island to survive?
It was hard. I was hungry all the time. Let me tell you something about fish. They don't care if you caught them fair and square!
Oh, right.
And here's your coffee.
Thanks for that. Although, larva helped expand my dinner menu.
Back on the tiny island, the yellow girl bug spears a falling leaf. Her stomach rumbles. Red carves a leaf into a heart and hands it to her. Yellow walks over, places a tongueful of fruit on a rock, smashes one, then lifts the juice to his nose for a sniff. He rolls a leaf into a rose pattern and drizzles the juice over it. The girl tosses the heart-shaped leaf away and takes the rose as Red scowls. She takes a bite, her pupils dilate, and she spins with delight in her mind. Yellow lifts a tear from her eye and drops it into the rose. Pink waves of aroma fill the air. Chuck, Clara, the seabird, and Sandfish are pulled towards the smell, drool dripping out of their mouths.
What's that smell?
The savory aroma of seaweed enfolded my entire body. It was like waltzing with the waves. And that ribbon of sweetness on top is making all my senses do somersaults of sheer delight.
The girl bug kisses Yellow on the cheek. Red stops her, then makes his own rose leaf. She spits it in his eye, then walks over to Yellow. Red tries his mushy rose and spits it out.
Oh my, that's great!
In the jungle, Red slices seaweed with his tongue, piercing it on a jagged bit. He tries to squash an apple, hitting himself in the face instead. He sautés a leaf. Tossing it up, the hot leaf lands over his eyes. He falls on the campfire. His face contorted, red chopped seaweed slicing apart the rockets on. He slams his tongue down on a stack of fruit and feverishly cooks over three campfires. He flips a steaming, egg-shaped object in the air, then smiles down at his glowing creation. Meanwhile, a girl's tummy rumbles on the beach. The smiling red approaches, as does yellow, with a giant three-tiered cake. The islanders gather round. The seabird eats, then spits out Red's food. It's spat and rejected by all the residents, even a whale in the ocean. They gather around Yellow's cake. Red runs to a cliff edge and shakes his tongue at the sky. The cliff crumbles and he falls into the ocean. Later, washed up on the beach, Red spots a pink mama fish eating, then spitting into her baby's mouth. A morsel falls out of the baby's mouth. Red bounds over and eats it. They slap him. Elsewhere, wearing a chef's hat, Yellow tosses his roses into the islanders' mouths. Red appears, tying a ragged brown apron around his waist. The screen splits with a flash, Red and Yellow facing off. As Yellow slices, then sautés fruit using his gassy bottom, Red pats brown mush in a clamshell. Yellow presents five glowing creations.
It's the island on a plate! We're about to eat our entire island! Oh, yes! So refreshed! Oh, I am one with this fish! Yes! Smack me with your life force! But there's deeper flavor! True treasure! Found only in a humpback whale's belly button! Yes! The fabled rainbow clam! The entire island, nay, dare I say, the entire earth is in my mouth, massaging my taste buds!
Red presents his dish, a yellow cloud emanating from it and wafting up to the sky.
Porridge? For real? Oh, what's this?
He pulls over a whole used tin can full of porridge.
It's this familiarity, this yearning. I can't stop. This tastes just like my mom's porridge.
It's all right, my dear boy.
Mom, can I please have one more bowl?
Red nods, eats a leaf, then spits it into a clamshell.
What the bugs threw up? Ugh.
Sounds gross, but it was so good.
Mister, your story's the funniest thing ever. Tell us some more.
Now, Wendy, you know you're not supposed to bother the customers. Sorry, I apologize. My daughter is very curious.
No, I'm fine with her hearing.
Huh?
You?
All right, yeah, she's very welcome.
Yay!
Okay, but be quiet.
Wait, I'll be quiet, Dad.
Well, shall we get back to it? Can you tell us about larva in greater detail?
Uh-huh.
Well, 1 minute they're at each other's throats, then turn around and they're risking their lives for each other.
Fish, you're mine!
Well, how long has it been since I've had fish?
Oh, no!
The fish wiggles away, smacking Chuck in the face. Red and Yellow mock him, reenacting the failed fishing attempt.
I've had enough of you brats! Go away! Take that! You guys ruined everything!
The fish leaps out of the water. Swallowing Red, it bounces off the rocks and dies. Yellow rushes over and tries to open its mouth. Closing his eyes, he holds his ear to the fish's abdomen.
What joy is this? What the? Get off my sacred throat! Oh, you beauty!
He flicks Yellow away, kisses and dances with the fish, then plops it over an unlit campfire.
You're gonna taste amazing! Now, make a little fire. Yes, burn, baby! Burn, burn, yes! No, so close, and yet so far! But hey, what's this? Lucky me. Here we go. Here we go.
Inside the fish, Red wipes sweat from his brow as the fish begins to cook.
Lovely aroma. What? Why you?
Yellow blows the match out. Chuck lights another one, and Yellow squashes it.
Go away! Stop it, all right? I mean it! Just let me grill my yummy fishy! Huh? Oh. Ah! That's how you want it? Oh! Yeah, hot! Ah! Now it's your turn! Burn!
Eight lit matches between his knuckles, he rushes to the grill but burns his hands, then throws the bug skywards, who bends himself into a boomerang shape, returning to blow out another match.
All right, fish, where were we? Seriously? Dinner is finally served.
Flung into a whale's blowhole, water pours out of Yellow as the whale leaps up, dousing the fire.
Why? Well, we'll see who wins. Only one match left. Stubborn little booger. All right. Draw. Oh, look what's that!
As they battle with a lit match, Yellow jams his bottom up Chuck's nose and farts. The match between his toes, Chuck extends his foot.
Oh, that's so disgusting! Where's my match? Oh, please don't let it go out! Curse that farting bug! Come on!
He grabs Yellow and runs to the lit match sticking out of the sand.
Hold on, Flame, here I come! Gas! Boom!
He uses Yellow as a blowtorch.
It worked! It's burning! I win! I win! Beautiful fire!
He pole vaults onto the roasting fish. Inside, Red's covered in sweat.
Oh,
bounced around by a punch from Yellow, Red smacks into the fish's heart. It begins to beat.
Happy fish party!
It jumps off the grill, slapping Chuck.
No. Come back! Come back!
It swims down.
The life of a pollock fish. After the narrow escape, the pollock's relief is short-lived. For there are countless dangers that lurk in the ocean. However, in the fierce struggle for survival with its natural enemies, the pollock has become stronger and smarter. Our pollock turns out to be a female. With spawning season upon her, many males begin their overtures. The flashy movements of one male are eye-catching. The female pollock is interested. So begins their pollock romance. First comes love. And then, of course, comes 100,000 to 1,000,000 little fishy miracles. And when the time comes, they will leave their parents' embrace to start a new journey in the vast world. Like their parents, they must survive many hardships and seek out a partner, so that they may fill the world with little miracles of their very own. The life of a pollock fish, Finn. The end.
Wow! Awesome!
Those are like a phoenix or something!
Yes, they are! Those little boogers could survive any danger ever!
An old lady and a large chef are now sat at the table.
Chuck, lots of people seem interested in this story of yours.
It's the first time that's happened.
Mister, please, please keep telling us your story!
This is the best story I've heard in my 84 years on Earth.
So true! I'm dying to try some of that tasty bug cuisine.
Your lunch is on me if you agree to tell us some more.
Chuck? Chuck! Are you all right with them hearing the rest of the interview?
You bet. I'm really touched you all want to hear what I went through.
Great, good! If I'm honest here, this is hard to swallow. It sounds like a fantasy movie.
And you haven't heard the half of it. I haven't even gotten to the crazy stuff.
Clouds hang over the island as Chuck hammers boards together, plastic bottles tied underneath.
Huh? Why is it so cloudy today? Who cares? I've still got the best boat. And today, wait for it, we add the umbrella sail!
As Chuck attaches a green umbrella, Red and Yellow steal some of the bottles.
What's this? Huh?
The bugs try to balance a stack of bottles on a sharp tack. Chuck pops them in a bottle and kicks them out to sea.
Did I ever tell you until college I was on the soccer team? Ha! Rotten bugs. Breeze feels nice. Oh no! It's all because of you! It's all because of you!
Lightning crackling through the sky, he chases them with the broken umbrella frame.
That's right now, you hear? No, you don't! You're done living up to your name.
As he brings his foot down over Red and Yellow jumps up and bites his toe, lightning strikes. Electrocuted, both Chuck and Yellow bounce into the sea. Blackout.
Oh, my head. What happened again? Oh, right, lightning. And those annoying bugs. Little monsters. I can't wait to turn them into puddles of goo on the beach.
Looking at his reflection in the surf, he's in Yellow's body, which is sporting a beard.
What the? Who's that? This is not happening. Get me out.
I'm a bug at sea! What have you done to me, you horrible thing? there!
They tongue slap each other, stopping as a blue-faced seabird soars down.
Food! Finally! So big! Stay back! Nice chicken!
Tripping, he inches backwards, falling into a sandfish hole. Coming in between a kissing couple, he's slapped back up the hole by the onlooking sandfish.
You now? Sorry, I pulled you so darn hard.
Falling on and waking robot hermit crab, Yellow Chuck runs and is trapped by a rock. The masked girl swings down on a vine, scooping him up. He blacks out again. Elsewhere, Yellow tries out his new Chuck legs. His hair now sticking straight up in a ponytail, he tiptoes about, plays whack a sandfish with his feet and hands, and rides a stingray. Now on shore, he looks up and spies coconuts. Unable to reach, he uses his fart powers. Yellow Chuck wakes up in the masked girl's bed.
Somebody help! I'm trapped in a madhouse!
Squirming away, he bumps into Red, spilling his leaf full of fruit. She pops one in his mouth. He then gobbles up more.
I'm the grossest, revolting, ugly bug. Chicken tried to eat me whole, then even worse.
Red pops another fruit in Chuck's mouth, then ushers the masked girl away and offers her a pink flower.
I just thought of them as dumb little awful bugs. What? Sounds like... Oh my!
He runs to shore, waving his tongue at a passing cruise ship.
Hello! I'm here! Please help! What the... Oh, bug, right. What? Just like the last storm. Huh? Really? All right. Yum, yum, yum. You know you want it.
Using a bit of seaweed on a stick, Bug Chuck entices Human Yellow to the top of the island.
No, not yet. All right. Here it comes. Not now. Let go of me. Please, that boat was my ticket back home.
A bolt of lightning hits them. Chuck plummets to the ground. The next morning...
Of course it was only a dream. Oh, is that a ship? Yo, over here! There's someone here!
Red and a farting Yellow pass on a paper boat.
Why, you little rotten bugs! Think that's funny, do ya?
They quiver as he raises his foot. Then his eyes soften and he strokes Yellow with a big toe.
I'm sorry for acting so mean. That hurts! Why, you rotten little bugs!
After that stuff, I was able to understand them better.
He sips his coffee while everyone stares at him. A fly buzzes past.
It was a force of habit. Sorry.
The chef cries after squashing the fly.
So you're telling us you shared a bond with your bug buddies?
Yeah, but not just my bug buddies. With Clara, Booby, Crab's former, Mudskippers as well. We were trying to survive together after all.
I'm sorry, little fly.
The little girl covers her ears.
Wendy, it's all right. Daddy's here, darling.
Is it gonna storm? Looks like we're in for some temperamental weather.
Weather? the weather on the island was absolutely cuckoo. Either burning hot or freezing cold, freak tornadoes would whip up out of nowhere.
Why have icebergs completely surrounded the island? Ah!
A cold mist descends from the ice dome, freezing sandfish and hermit crabs. Crab's former leaps over to a remaining crab, his claw lighting up in a heart, before they both freeze, as well as Booby the seabird. The bugs and Chuck run into the stone archway.
Save me! I'm not gonna be an icicle. We have to burn everything we can!
Chuck tries to light a small fire with Yellow's farts.
No! The fire's going out! There's nothing else to burn! What do we do?
Red grabs a blue-spotted mushroom and throws it to Yellow.
Lighter! My lighter! Oh, there you are!
All of the islanders are encased in ice. Yellow begins to fart, pinging around the entire island. He gets stuck in a sandfish hole, and his bottom pumps out a jet of yellow farts. The jet works its way through a myriad of tunnels, igniting off a sandfish's gnashing teeth. The ice melts. They pass out, the island covered in yellow fart smoke. Later, the air clear, the girl bug stands on a tree and checks the air with her tongue. She pulls on her mask and jumps down. On the beach, Red and Yellow bash into a sandfish. The fish slaps them, then carries on bobbing and singing with his school before diving into the sand. Fish start to fall out of the sky. The girl pushes the bugs along the beach.
Hungry. You little devils!
What the?
A fish? Oh, I love you!
A swordfish lands point down next to him.
What's happening? Clara! Clara, why are you flying? Typhoon!
Carrying Clara, Chuck trips over the bugs. Booby falls on Chuck and the creatures cling to his lips as they get sucked back toward the giant white plume of the Twister, which breaks apart a rock. Booby pulls Chuck out of the way of a flying boulder.
Came to his blast!
A boulder blocking the archway, the bugs, Booby, and Clara squirm through a tiny gap to safety. Chuck tries to squeeze in, but is too big. Meanwhile, the Twister rips up a palm. It spins round and round, slapping Chuck on the bottom. He's smacked inside.
The rock is coming loose.
Can't keep holding on! You guys!
Has it passed?
I guess it hasn't passed!
The Twister slips round to the other side and pulls the Islanders towards it. Bracing his legs in the splits on the archway, Chuck grabs hold of Clara. The animals crawl back over his face. Chuck's spear flies at them, landing vertically in his butt crack. He wiggles, using it to deflect flying objects. The boulder comes loose. They cling to a rock. Unable to hold on any longer, they're all sucked into the Twister. They reach the top, Booby on his head, Clara in his arms, and the bugs clinging to his auburn beard, and briefly view a golden sunset in the distance.
Awesome.
A pickup truck rams into Chuck's back. He jumps out as lightning strikes, then jumps from object to object before looking down at a huge green eye.
Is that the eye of the storm? Are you kidding? The storm's eye is an actual eye? Well, let's give it a poke. This is pretty messed up right here. We've got to put that big eye out. Come on, you guys. Ready?
Chuck jumps closer to the eye, then launches the animals at it. Booby clutching Clara, who holds onto the bugs. The eye squints and more objects fly out. Booby dodges them, then launches Clara, who then launches the bugs. Red and the girl join tongues and slingshot Yellow on. Blown back, Yellow bounces from slap to slap through a school of sandfish and touches his tongue on the eye.
Storms have real eyes? It's just so freaky.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it myself. But I promise it's true.
But that's
true
bizarre.
That.
Awesome sauce.
Any of them wear glasses, you think?
Darnest thing I ever heard.
So then, tell us how you got off the island.
Yeah! Tell us how you escaped!
Yes, do that.
Did you swim across the ocean?
Get home. That's what I was thinking the whole time I was there. But I failed to escape so many times. I don't even know how many rafts I made. But one day, something happened that meant we had to leave the island.
Chuck is sat on top of the island in a natural hot spring pool.
This is so nice.
A geyser erupts, shooting him into the ocean.
What the? A volcano?
Booby flaps off in a rubber ducky pool float, and the sandfish jump into their holes as the volcano erupts.
Everyone, get on the raft! We need to leave now! Everybody here! What about the others? What are they doing?
Red runs through the jungle, his body smoking. He spots the girl trying to put out flames on carved wooden poles. He pulls her away and covers her body as a flaming bit of debris ignites the giant carvings, which are of the two of them, which now lean next to each other. Encircled by flames, a flying bit of rock hurtles towards them. Chuck runs at them with a long stick.
You know, until 11th grade, I was on the baseball team! We've got to escape.
The bugs climb onto his outstretched hand. He runs as lava begins to crack the island apart, sending the land Chuck and the bugs are on skyward, leaving the boat with Clara and the rest down below.
No! Oh no! How can we ever get across that? Lava! Everywhere! Right! Come on! It's live or die time! I can do this!
He lifts the bugs into a pocket on his tattered white vest, then crouches into a racing stance. He trips on a stone and falls down towards the lava.
Until the 12th grade, I was on the pole dancing team!
The pole standing upright in the molten lava, Chuck spins on it. The bugs give him thumbs up with their tongues.
It's all over now. I guess this is how I'm going to die.
He lifts the bugs out of his pocket and looks at the raft. They quiver in his palm. He throws the bugs to the raft, reaches out an arm, and gives them a thumbs up.
You guys take care. Enjoy my last performance.
He spins gracefully on the slowly melting pole. Yellow looks at a pile of coconuts on the raft.
I'm gonna die for acting nice. I'm such a dumb, dumb, stupid... What's that? Coconut! Thank you, friends! All right!
Tossing them in the lava, Chuck jumps from coconut to coconut.
Made it!
Blasted back when one explodes, Crab's former flies over, attaching himself to Chuck's head, acting like a helicopter propeller. The lava fast approaching, Yellow uses his farts to push the raft into the sea. He runs out. Red spots a blue mushroom and has a flashback to his explosive farts. Crab's former opens Chuck's mouth, and Red tosses the mushroom in. Crab's former works Chuck's jaw, while Clara massages his tummy. Lava starts to melt the raft. A jet flame bursts from Chuck's bottom, sending the raft soaring over a giant wave. The girl bug looks back at the flaming island and jumps. She whistles and Booby swoops down and they soar back to the island. Later, the bugs, Clara and Chuck, are on their backs on the raft, their eyes and mouths dry and chapped. Red thinks back to the girl flying away. Tears stream out of his eyes, which Yellow and Chuck drink. Clara, Crapsformer, and Yellow drink Chuck's fountain-like tears.
This is the end of it all. To end this after all the suffering. I thought if I just got off the island, then I'd be fine. God, are you gonna abandon me this way?
The sky turns dark.
Rain! Oh, thank you! Oh, God. Are you kidding? Whoa! Come on, paddle!
A giant wave bears down on them. Dumped off the raft, Chuck sinks. Yellow jumps in, pushing him up with his farts, but runs out. Clara jumps in, Red on her back, holding a rope in her teeth. She ties it round her waist. Red tugs it. Crapsformer spins on the raft, pulling them up.
Oh, thank you, dear friends. Oh! Everyone, just hang on! We'll be all right!
The next morning, Yellow shakes Red awake. Crapsformer uses his claws to shock Chuck's chest.
We're all safe. Look. What the? Stings! Where'd all the flying fish come from?
Crapsformer blasts the flying fish, roasting them.
Thank you for this meal. So good. Come on, it's party time. Oh, that was good. You know, thank goodness you guys are here.
They all lay back and look up at the stars. Red walks to the edge of the raft, sits, and sees the girl's face form out of stars reflected on the water. He leans forward, falling in the water, which pivots right side up. Constellation-like hermit crabs and Crapsformer dance in a circle around him. He's enveloped in a bubble, then batted around by Constellation Sandfish. The bubble bursts. Swooping underneath him, he lands on Constellation Booby's back, next to the yellow girl bug. He clings onto her as they soar through the sky on the transparent seabird, before gently floating down, rotating, their tongues intertwined. Seen from above, Red sleeps on, his tongue wrapped around Yellow's, who rolls over and accidentally unties the raft. The bugs together on one pole, Crapsformer on another, as well as Clara and Chuck on separate poles, they all drift away from each other as they sleep. Clara wakes alone, her eyes shine with tears. She spots other seals on a rock, some sunbathing, others playing in the water. One swims over and has a sniff of her. Crapsformer wakes, washed up back on the island, next to his pink crab partner. A bubble of hearts form above their heads. The sandfish pass stones to each other, while the hermit crabs slice logs. Booby cuddles his rubber ducky pool float. At the top of the volcano, the girl bug bangs a drum. The islanders cheer as their home sinks back to normal, a rainbow shining above it. Elsewhere, Chuck floats into a large concrete quayside.
Oh, owie! Huh? Could it be? Could it really be real?
He climbs a metal ladder and stares up at skyscrapers.
Am I back? I'm really back. Huh?
A red bus pulls up. Stopping at the open door, Chuck looks back out at the ocean.
Then I said farewell to everyone and I was alone.
But still, you at least were able to return home safely.
Yeah, but I lost the family I found there. I wonder if they're all right.
Mister, don't worry at all. I'm sure your little bug friends are safe and happy somewhere. Just like you are.
I've gotta be.
You said yourself they never die.
They're strong.
We're right, you know.
Yes, you are. They're remarkably strong, and they keep on smiling no matter what.
Yay, bugs!
Go on. Please tell us other adventures you had with Larva.
No. Larva.
Best story ever!
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you about the time me and Larva went shark fishing.
Yay!
We got stuck, right in a big humpback whale's blowhole. Oh, the smell.
Seen from the pavement outside, they laugh together. The sky clears. Grace opens the door and walks out.
Oh, it cleared up. Oh.
It's been great. Come back anytime.
Thank you.
Bye, silly man.
Oh, bye, Wendy.
Well, that was certainly something else.
I guess it was. I don't remember having a nicer talk.
Thanks very much for talking to me today.
Sure, not a problem. I thank you. I realize today it's not as important everyone believe me as I thought it was. As long as I still remember my friends, I'll remember it's all true. Whether people believe it all really happened, well, that's up to them. I finally truly feel like I've completely left the island behind.
Well, we're happy to have you back, Chuck.
Thanks very much, Grace. I won't forget your help, ever.
The rotund chef and Wendy look out of the glass door as Grace looks on at Chuck walking away down the sidewalk.
To be honest, when I first heard his story, I thought he was a big lying liar pants. Even now, I'm still not sure I believe all of it. But I've written this book with the earnest hope that everyone will hear of his amazing experiences and the special friends he made on the island. And I hope people enjoy my writing, too. Could it all be Hooey and Bunk? Everyone who heard Chuck's brave, intense story, myself included, felt almost transported to the island themselves. It was clearly real to Chuck. And frankly, it's real enough for this writer. I hope it's real to all who read this book as well.
Stood outside of Bookworm Bookstore, Chuck closes Grace's book and pulls out his phone.
Oh, Clara. Oh, no, I just left. Yes.
A coin rolls out of his pocket and rolls down a sewer grate.
Hang on.
He turns back.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sure. I'll be right there. I love you too.
Now underground, light streams down through the sewer grate. The coin comes to rest by a tin can resting on its side. Red and yellow pop out of the tin can and look at the coin. The credits roll over various drawings of the film's characters in the sand. Directed by An Byung-wook. Executive producers Kim Kwang-yong, Lee Sang-chu, Meng Zhou-gong. Assistant director Kang Min-song. Produced by Sok Sang-won, Nam Sang-won, Park Kwen-hong. Written by Ming Jun-gong, Ahn Byung-wook, Kang Min-song. Kim Chi-hyun, Ko Tae-wook, Kim Pyo-sung, Jong Mi-rin. Nam Sang-won, Park Kwen-hong. Animators Lee Chong-un, Kim Chin-hee, Go Yun-chung. Kim Hae-yun, Lee Chung-yun, Han Jae-son. Kim Dong-gu, An Rong-gu, Kim Sung-pin. Yu Du-pin, Lee Mi-ru, Min Hyun. Shin Hae Chin, Ko Wu Pil, Kim Hak Su, Yong Yu Ne. Sound supervisor, Park Yung Yong. Music director, Kim Cheng Pom. Sound designer, Huang Hae Chung, Park Jin Hee. Composers, Kim Cheng Pom, Kim Chin Han. Yun Yong-hun, Chu In-in, Kim Chin-ok. Recording engineer, Park Chung-yung. Look at Me Larva song created by Double Kick, performed by Lily. Mixed by Cho Chung Song at W Sound. Mastered by Kwon Nam Woo at 821 Sound Mastering. Voice actors, Hong Bern Gi, Eddie Lee, Cheng Shi Hyun, An Hyo Min. Kim Yun Woo, Che Nak Yun, Tom Wayland, Erica Schroeder. Script prepped, Christina Dunich, Valentina Kazaria. Script adaptation, Jeff Hilton. Production partners, Gold Frame Animation Incorporated, Dong Sound. Big Fish, CG Studio, Art and Technology, 3Beep. Circus Image Works Company Limited, SBA Media Content Center, Double Kick Entertainment. Production support, Kaoka. Production, Tubin. Audio description, Ayuno Media Group London. Scripted and performed by Sarah Borges.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.